mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, award-winning news tonight, BBC reporter, also written for major newspapers, best-selling author, new film out, Bush Family Fortunes. He'll be in Austin, Texas at the Paramount Theater tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. I'll be there for the second half after my live TV show ends. Hope to see you down there on Congress Street for Greg Palace tomorrow night. And get tickets there at the door, but I suggest you get there early. It might sell out. It's a big theater, though, 1,400 people. Just a few minutes left with Greg Palace. Make your comments and questions very quick. Carol, what was your second question? Go ahead.
Oh, my second question. I happened to see on the news last night. It was really disgusting. A woman from San Diego, I guess, refused to be felt up by a screener at DIA here in Denver. So she drove home. And it was a female screener, but she still refused. And, I mean, they're showing that on the news, and they said, oh, well, it's okay, you know, because her supervisor and the, well, actually, I think it was the, what is it, the Transportation Safety Board or whatever, said that that is perfectly okay, that they must feel under, around, and between the breasts.
Yeah, I saw this. Thanks for the call. The Associated Press 2 weeks ago reported that the exam is identical to the exam a woman gets for breast cancer. I have watched them take a woman over to the side and watched men begin squeezing their breasts. I would become violent if they did this to my wife, or at least would tell them to stop. And if you tell them to stop, they then arrest you. Greg, this is a joke.
Well, you know, it's you know what? They're supposedly saving us from terrorists, right? I mean, look, on September 11th, we were attacked by foreign hijackers. On September 12th, we Americans became the suspects in the crime. What, you know, I'm still waiting to find out when Americans have been attacking America. It's not happening. And what's happening, we're the suspects. We're the ones getting, you know, manhandled. And plus, it's goofy. I mean, they're telling us to take off our shoes. They're you know, grabbing women by the breasts. I mean, this is like,
and Greg,
save us.
Greg, now they're saying under the CAPS 2 system, it's going to go to buses and trains, and this will be our whole life. Michael in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I feel like the downfall of our republic was, and I say this in the past tense, the use of staged conflict to maintain power. And this is the land of choice. This is the land of choice, but we only have two candidates. Come on. We've got 10 brands of cars, 10 brands of ice cream, or whatever else, and we have the choice of Tweedledum, Tweedledee here. And I don't think the real people, the real power behind the scenes cares who wins this election, because they're going to play it however they've set the stage.
According to Kerry, the policies are almost identical. No matter who wins, we lose, Greg.
Well, I mean, one thing I have checked out is the oil industry is definitely hedging their bets. Now, obviously, they feel very close to the Bush family, but I do know some of the big guys are still now putting in money into Kerry just to hedge the bets. The scene ain't going to change. That is,
meet the new boss,
yeah.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Thanks, Michael. Paul in California, last caller for Greg Palace. Go ahead, Paul.
God bless you. Can you tell me what's the best way to donate to you?
Well, don't donate. I want you to help out Alex Jones, first of all, but the other is go to gregpalace.com. Get the film, Bush Family Fortunes. Later you'll be able to get it off of Alex's site. Take a look. Just, you know, gregpalace.com, and you can watch parts of it in the BBC reports that you're denied. So that's gregpalace.com. Don't donate. Get the material and get it out.
Yeah, right. buy 10 copies of the DVD. But anything else, Paul?
Yeah, right. I appeal to you to make something up for the ladies, because I've had great success sitting out in front of a grocery store getting petitions to repeal the Patriot Act. At any rate, the New American, you know what that is, the New American magazine?
Yes.
Okay, the cover on it for the latest issue, I think it is, has got a picture of the microchip. Two fingers, you know, holding the tiny microchip.
Yeah, telling us how great it is for our security.
Right.
Thanks, Paul. Greg Palast, I'll see you tomorrow night here in Austin, Texas at the Paramount Theater.
Okay, 7 p.m. Thanks a lot, Alex. See you there. Bye.
Hey, good having you on with us. We'll come back with Michael Bagnerick, more of your calls, and a bunch of other news. Sorry I had to hurry through the calls.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived.
I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you really missed it in the last hour. Dynamic interview with Greg Palast, who was there in New York watching all the arrest of liberal conservative reporters. It didn't matter. Then we got into the Bush family fortunes and the real documents and the scams of the war. And Hal Kerry is really the same creature. Then we'll get into news, websites, indie media, say FBI seized their server. But why this is important, it was done under international law, shutting down over 20 websites, and they won't even say why. So this is your global government for you, my friends. And also, an AFP article, Kenyan Nobel Prize laureate claims AIDS virus deliberately created as a biological weapon. We already know that. But here it is, mainstream news. We have the actual documents. So all that's coming up. And, yes, we'll take a lot of your calls in this third hour at 1-800-259-9231. Joining us is Michael Bagnera, a good friend of mine. He's right here in Austin, Texas. He is a Libertarian presidential candidate and an expert on the Constitution. And candidates arrested at debate, Libertarian Green Party nominees. And I've met the Green Party presidential candidate as well, interviewed him in New York. Tried to serve commission. Both are very nice, genteel gentlemen. Two-third party presidential candidates were arrested at the presidential debate in St. Louis, where they tried to serve the debate commission with a show cause order. Michael Bagnerick of the Libertarian Party and David Cobe of the Green Party were protesting their exclusion from the debate between President Bush and Democratic Party nominee John Kerry. And it continues. Just as the debate began, the two candidates purposely crossed a police barricade and were arrested. The debate took place at Washington University. The campus was alive with protesters and backers of both major candidates. And it continues, protesters had no direct path to which the school's athletic complex for the 90-minute studio debate with George Bush, his Democratic rival. And the Green Party candidate said his purpose was to expose the undemocratic nature of these debates. Now, I remember interviewing Charles Key. Alan Key. I always think of Charles Key exposing Oklahoma City and Oklahoma. Alan Keyes, the former ambassador to the UN and the Reagan administration, who in the 96 debates was listed as a Republican on the list of debaters by the debate commission. He got enough votes in primaries. And when he showed up there, they just said, they've decided you can't come, the other candidates, and had him kidnapped for an hour and a half, and they threw him out on the side of the highway, literally in a crack-infested neighborhood. The police did it on purpose. And he barely made it out of there. You know, a guy in a three-piece suit being thrown out by a basketball court where crack dealers were operating. And we interviewed Alan Keyes about that. Back in 98, at the end of Bush's speech here in Austin, it was actually Round Rock, at the DuPont photo masking plant, open to the public, I said, what about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Federal Reserve? Isn't that destroying America, Governor? And they almost broke my arm, kidnapped me for an hour, threw me out on the side of the highway. So joining us to talk about the debate, to talk about what happened to him, to talk about this, just the whole nature of the police state, is my friend and presidential candidate for the Libertarians, the biggest third party in the country, Michael Bagnerick. Michael, good to have you on.
Good to have you. Good to be on, Alex. Good to hear from you, and hope you know we can have you at our party November 2nd. We're throwing a little election day party. I'd love to have you there.
Well, that's wonderful. Where's it going to be held?
It's going to be at the sports bar at 183 and Mopac at Legends.
Well, I'll certainly be there. That's a nice restaurant. Okay, now Michael, let's go over what happened to you and the Green Party candidate as well.
Well, basically, the Arizona Libertarian Party has filed a lawsuit against the Commission for Presidential Debates. We've been trying to serve those papers. Whenever you file a lawsuit, you have to let the party know that they have been sued, and it is against the law to interfere with a process server. So I was acting as a process server in St. Louis, trying to hand this paperwork to somebody on the commission, and the original plan was that this was going to be a very orchestrated thing where the police would tell us politely not to step across the line and that David and I would do that. When it came down to it, we were confronted by the riot police with their helmets and shields and batons. They remind me very much of Darth Vader and the Roman army. The Roman army used exactly the same phalanx strategy to keep people back. And I was in a suit and tie.
I saw you in the background on national television. I was sitting around with my family. We went to a little family outing this weekend. My parents and my wife and children were all there, and I see Michael Bagnerick off in the background.
Well, the people who were holding the shields had just a look of hatred in their eyes. I mean, these people are not intent on protecting liberty. They were looking for trouble, and I was very careful not to make any gestures that might be misconstrued as a threatening gesture. And finally, a huge officer in the back row beckoned me through, and they opened up the phalanx long enough for me to walk through and get arrested. So fortunately, it was a political event, but it could very easily have turned into a life-threatening event for me.
Well, I want to go through what happened to you once they took you into custody, what happened to the other candidate for the Greens. But going back in time here, Bill Clinton could not refuse servers going to the White House. They had to let them in. Now, a few years ago, under Bush, when people wanted to sue over Halliburton and Enron documents, they told process servers, police, we will arrest you if you come to the White House. So this is pure tyranny. You were trying to not serve the executive, though. You were trying to serve the debate commission, which
stages
these events. And what happened to you after, describe to us play-by-play how the arrest took place.
Well, actually, it's not as exciting. We've got through the line, and once we were behind the lines, the police officer there understood that this was a political event, and we were not, David Cobb and I certainly were not a threat to anybody's safety. So they were very polite, very dignified. They handcuffed us. We filled out paperwork, and they put us in the van. Then just as we were getting ready to leave for the police station, they stopped the van, and we had to stay another hour because five college students had been walking home during their normal pass back to the dormitory, and because they were unaware that the debate was happening in that particular building, they were thrown to the ground and handcuffed. And so we had three young men and two young women who went to the jail with us, and simply for walking home from school. And so when we finally were, you know, thrown out of the police station at 12:01, you know, David Cobb and I were signing autographs from students who were, they were excited. They were upset that they had been arrested, but they were thrilled that they had been arrested with two celebrities.
That's right, two presidential candidates. The Libertarians are a large party now, getting a lot of people elected at the state level. Just incredible. Now, did they charge you with something?
Well, they've charged us with refusing to follow a rational or reasonable direction from a police officer. And then once we were in the van, they added trespassing onto the end of it. But during the time that they were talking to us, the police opened up the back door of the van, and they said, which one of you guys is a presidential candidate? And I said, well, we're both presidential candidates. I said, doesn't it strike you as a little odd that you have two presidential candidates in handcuffs at a presidential debate?
Well, they threatened to arrest Ralph Nader in 2000 if he showed up to the debate. Remember that?
Right. And so Henry Ford once said that you can have your car painted any color you want as long as it's black. Well, that's clearly not a choice. And the Democrats and Republicans want you to think that you can have any president you want as long as it's Bush or Kerry. Well, that's obviously not a choice. We recently selected Miss America from over 50 contestants, and the office of president is far more important. So the American people have a right to hear all sides of the
message. You know, that's a good point you just made, Michael Bagnarek, presidential candidate for the Libertarians, on the national platform, on the ticket. Imagine having a Miss America where it was two Miss Americas from the same town, the same university, the same 15-member fraternity, who just so happened to be cousins. Do you think people would say the Miss America contest was rigged, Michael?
I think that's probably true. And I think that more and more people are coming to grips with the idea that voting for the lesser of two evils is not the right strategy. Being a libertarian this year is like selling ice water in hell. People are actively looking for another party. I got onto an elevator dressed casually with a campaign shirt, and five or six people in the elevator noted that Bednarik for president, we've never heard of him. So I shook hands, introduced myself, and let them know that I was running for president, and suddenly everybody in the elevator was voting for me.
Michael, as I said months ago when we talked to you, if they let you in the debates, if they put you on a lot of big TV shows, I don't mean just a few, if they, because you're very intelligent, very well-informed, very dynamic character, if you were able to get in there and bring forward your views, I don't think the Greens could do this because their views aren't popular, you could be president. But because the media shuts it all down, people aren't going to know you exist.
And that's the biggest problem that we're fighting, the fact that 50% of the people in the United States have never even heard of the Libertarian Party. And I appreciate you letting me be on the air because I know that your show is popular across the nation. Every time I show up someplace, people are asking me if I know Alex Jones. And they are very thrilled. I'm thrilled to let them know that you and I are personal friends.
Well, Michael, we are friends, and I really think you're doing a great job, and I'm sad you got arrested, but I'm more concerned that they've charged you with something, and now you're going to have to spend time fighting this. They really should throw it out of court.
Well, we might be able to get that thrown out. Again, this is all a political event. We're trying to draw attention to the fact that there are several presidential candidates who are on the ballot in enough states to actually win the election, and we are not allowed to participate in the debate. When George and John are the only ones, the questions are scripted, the answers are scripted, it resembles more of a Broadway play than a debate.
Well, it is a Broadway play, and I notice Kerry's hair has suddenly turned gray. I mean, they even gray their hair to look like the, you know, the
elder statesman, yeah.
You know, the elder silverback. It's just getting really ridiculous. Michael Bagnarek, please stay there. I want to come back and talk about your website, your campaign, how folks get involved, and how long do you have to stay with us? I know you're on the road.
I'm whatever, till the end of the hour, I guess.
Okay, sure. And we'll just cover a bunch of different news items, get your take on it from a libertarian perspective, and take calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at PetWonder.com. That's PetWonder.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to go over news with Michael Bagnarek and get his unique response and take on that. And take your phone calls, your chance to talk to the Libertarian presidential candidate who was arrested last Friday for trying as a process server to serve any member of the debate commission, which were all over the place. And these debates are admittedly staged. And, Michael, I think this is something important to talk about because everybody instinctively now is talking about how these are staged. Last week you had Edwards three times going, "Oh, I broke the rule. Oh, I'm sorry, I broke the rule. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the rules." They can't even call each other by their names. That's how controlled it is. The questions are pre-written. Then the questioner gets to, quote, select which of those pre-selected questions and calls that freedom. And then now on top of all of this, they don't bring in any third-party candidates. It's just incredible. But I remember watching debates. In fact, over the weekend they were re-airing them. And so I watched them C-SPAN. I watched the 1988 debate between Dukakis and Bush, George Herbert Walker. There were giant auditoriums, tens of thousands of people. There was clapping, everything. I mean, back then they were more of a real debate than they are now. Stuff's really gotten to be staged.
Yes, it has. And I think that people realize that. Again, libertarians are we're filing a lawsuit. There will be a judge reviewing that lawsuit tomorrow morning. And we think that, A, I will be allowed into the debate. B, George Bush and John Kerry will cancel the debate so that I don't have an opportunity to get into it. Or C, I will end up being arrested again in Tempe, Arizona, attempting to participate in that debate.
Were you ever able to serve them?
No, I got about 4 feet through the line before they put me in handcuffs. I was a free man for about 6 seconds.
And so now you're going to be before this judge? And
Well, the process, the lawsuit itself is being handled in Arizona. And there is a anomaly with something about the Arizona Constitution, which allows us to do this, makes our case that much stronger. And so as libertarians, we feel we have what is like a bulletproof lawsuit, which means the judge is going to have to create some Alice in Wonderland excuse to deprive us of access to the debate.
What is the suit? What are you saying in the suit?
Basically that they are using taxpayer money, they are using a taxpayer-funded college, and that based on the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, which means that, you know, they have to have equal distribution between the parties, that they are obligated by their own rules that they have written to include me into this debate. And that would be my choice. If I could stand at a podium next to George Bush and John Kerry and debate them, I could change the course of American politics forever. I mean, I may or may not win the White House, but suddenly we would shatter the death grip that the Democrats and Republicans currently have on American politics.
What would you say in your opening statement, Mr. Bagnarek, you have 2 minutes for your opening statement. What would you say?
I would ask them why they support a budget which is the Congress spending $700 billion more than their budget. I would ask them where the president gets the authority to write executive orders, bypassing the legislative branch and pretending to make laws for 285 million Americans. I would ask them, you know, what evidence they had used to go to Iraq and why Congress abdicated their responsibility to declare war and why the president usurped authority to go to war without a congressional declaration.
And I'd also bring up the Patriot Act. I mean, both those candidates are for the new Super Patriot Act that has a national ID card rolled into it.
Absolutely. The Patriot Act is the most egregiously unconstitutional piece of paper ever to leave Congress since the Alien and Sedition Act, and it will only be superseded by this new one that is they are preparing.
This new bill, I've got the Associated Press today, says it may pass any day, so does the New York Times. Parts of it have passed out of the Senate. The new Total Information Awareness Network codified into law, CAPS II codified into law, a new national ID card put into law, all the different Patriot Act II areas plus some new stuff added in. I mean, you're talking about the end of America.
Yes, the end of America as we know it, freedom and liberty, live not in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, but in the hearts of the people. And if the people do not have the courage to stand up and vote for liberty, then all of their rights, America as we used to know it, will cease to exist.
Well, I tell you, everybody I talk to, Michael, says, oh, I like the libertarian philosophy, I like the platform. It's a lot better than these other parties and seems to be constitutional, but I just can't throw my vote away. Well, everybody I talk to says that. What would happen if everybody just voted the other way?
Well, we would suddenly have a constitutionally limited government. If everybody in the United States who hates the IRS voted for me, I could win by a landslide.
Stay there, my friend. We'll be right back and cover more of this and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Michael Bagnerik, Libertarian presidential candidate, arrested trying to serve papers on the phony debate commission. And they violated the law and had him arrested, and that is the law, by the way. But I wanted to get your take on a couple different news items, and we'll go to Clayton and is the next caller, Carla, and then Raymond and Mark and many others that are patiently holding. News websites, Indy Media says FBI seized server. Now it's servers. A website billed as a grassroots news source for the anti-globalization movement and other issues said that its web servers were shut down after the FBI served a subpoena. The Independent Media Center said the FBI issued an order to hosting company Rackspace to remove physically one of our servers. The FBI acknowledged that a subpoena had been issued, but said it was the request of an Italian and Swiss authorities. It is not an FBI operation, FBI spokesman Joe Paris told AFP. Through a legal assistance treaty, the subpoena was on behalf of a third country. And this was not the product of a U.S. investigation, but the agency cooperated under the terms of an international treaty law enforcement. On law enforcement, well, here's the problem. I saw local news a few months ago swearing in dozens of our police to go around the world serving the UN and extraditing people. And now we'll be under foreign rules on the Internet and free speech. This is globalization. And this shut down over 20 websites of the indie media sites, which is pretty tame stuff, folks, and is very journalistic. Michael Bagnarek, any comments on this globalization development?
I had no idea that the violations of our rights had gotten that bad. That is absolutely atrocious that other countries are coming here and taking our property. The Constitution is the supreme court, supreme law of the land. We don't need foreign authority or permission to protect our lives, liberty, and property. And I want all of your listeners to know that they have free speech zones in the United States. I was speaking at a college in a huge auditorium with about 15 students, and they told me that I had to speak in the auditorium because as the presidential candidate, I had to be in a free speech zone. And when I questioned them, they admitted that the rest of the campus was not a free speech zone, and there was a free speech zone in Boston during the Democratic National
Convention. Well, they put people inside cages, inside other cages. How many students were in the auditorium?
In my case, there were only about 15, which made me question why they had...
So what happened is you're walking along at the university, you start talking to people, and they go, hey, you got to get in there.
Well, yeah, I had been invited, and I was speaking, but it didn't seem rational that we should have a huge auditorium when there were 15 students. We could have gotten a small classroom. It would have been more informal, a little bit friendlier.
And they thought that the university was supposed to be a free speech zone. And, of course, you know, I've watched your case. You know, they've charged you with trespassing and all this stuff now. They've had federal cases where somebody wearing a No Blood for Oil shirt is with 200 Bush supporters on a public street, and they come arrest the innocent person and say, well, you're not allowed to do that. It's a free speech zone. They also selectively enforce these.
Absolutely. And I think that Americans should be outraged. Anywhere I happen to be standing is a free speech zone. The government doesn't give us freedom of speech. We exercise it.
Exactly. And now it's a privilege, according to them, which is a fraud. Of course, in this article about indie media sites, they say, well, under European law, we don't have to tell you what the investigation is, so we're not even going to tell you why we took your websites down.
Well, we're not operating under European law, are we? This is the United States.
Well, the Supreme Court has said in the last year that they're going to follow foreign rulings.
Well, that is a violation of their oath of office, and it's a violation of the rights of Americans, and people should be outraged. We can't allow this to happen.
This is global government, folks. This is what we're talking about. Next article here I wanted to talk to you about, Michael Bagnarek. This is out of the New York Times. Congress close to establishing rules for driver's license. And rules, it admits, it is the national ID card for eye scans, face scans, thumb scans for all the state IDs. And you'll have to have this to have a job. And they're going to give all citizens a different color coding. Even having bad credit will mean that you get a yellow color coding and can't have a lot of different jobs, Mr. Bagnarek.
I'm adamantly opposed to that. The government doesn't give me permission. We, the people, ordain and establish the Constitution. We have rights. We give government privileges, and we can take those privileges anytime we have the courage to do so. And again, I'm trying to help create another American revolution, a change in the way that people think about their government. If we can't motivate people to vote libertarian and change things legislatively, then things are going to get very, very nasty.
Okay, here's another article. This is from WorldNet Daily. It originally came from Government Pro website. And it says, Feds plan to track every car, and the federal agency admits that very soon all cars will have to have the K-Tag transponder, and that in every city, county, and state, you will be taxed as you drive. You'll have to have one of these that automatically deducts out of your bank account. What do you think of this?
That is absolutely. I mean, again, I've been on the campaign trail for 2 years fighting for liberty. I haven't had an opportunity to keep track of the media or with your show. This is just a further indication that the government is out of control. They're trying to tax us. They're trying to monitor us and, trying to make us chattel property. And
well, I'm sure you've heard about how they're putting cameras in school bathrooms, cameras in police bathrooms, cameras in roadside park bathrooms. I mean, it doesn't get any more 1984 than a camera in the bathroom.
No, that's true. And I'm wondering what it will take to wake Americans up to the loss of their liberties.
It's incredible. And it's just amazing that they're getting away with this. I've got a bunch of other articles I want to get your take on. But tell folks about your website, and then we'll go to these calls.
Okay, my website is badnarik.org, BADNARIK.org. We've been getting over 100,000 hits a day and lots and lots of activity there. We're very pleased with that. And they can call our office right there in Austin, Texas. The number is 800-807-7552. That's 800-807-7552. And I encourage people to call up, ask for bumper stickers, yard signs, help spread the word.
And folks can also go to lp.org. They've got a link to your website.
Yes, they do.
All right, let's go to Clayton in Missouri. Clayton, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I was watching C-SPAN yesterday morning, and Brian Lamb was interviewing Ralph Nader. And Ralph's a little upset because the Kerry campaign has managed to go into court and block Ralph from getting on certain state ballots to the point where Ralph is only on 36 ballots this time, where last time I think he was on most of them. How is the Kerry campaign doing this? What strategy are they employing to block Ralph from getting on all the state ballots?
I have no idea. I have no inside information on the Kerry ballot. I recognize that it's probably not moral and maybe even illegal, but I have fortunately not been suffering the same thing. Libertarians are on the ballot in 48 states.
Well, the Libertarian Party is old and established and has... How many people do you guys have elected now? I mean, I know it's the biggest third party. It's
over 600 elected officials, more candidates on the ballot, and more political support than all of the other third parties combined.
Now, you've got people in state legislatures, mayors, county commissioners.
Yes, we do. And we've already saved Americans $1 billion in local taxes already.
Yeah, defeated a lot of stuff. And I think Michael Perutka and the Constitution Party is excellent as well. Doing a great job. We do want to get him on here this week. We're trying to do that right now. Clayton, anything else?
No, thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call. Who's up next here in order? Carla in Missouri. You're on the air. Another call from Missouri. Go ahead.
You're popular down here, Alex. Yes, I moved from Illinois. My two sons are going to vote Libertarian. The one is 18, and he's trying to be a... election judge, as I used to be, and he's very enthusiastic about the Libertarian Party. He tells, you know, a lot of young folks, and they are really coming around. And Michael, I tell you, you know, they were trying to say that the third parties are dead. I haven't voted for a regular candidate, either Scully or Bonesy. I haven't voted for any of those guys in 12, I guess, the last four elections. I have voted Libertarian on many presidential elections, and I tell you, and Ron Paul was a good candidate, I tell you.
Well, thank you.
But
thank you.
I think you are an excellent candidate. We're not going to give up. I've been working with the Constitution Party, but I think, you know, the two parties are going to have to get together. I just don't think that the good people, you know, we can both survive. I think we're going to have some kind of a meeting of the minds, because they're running two good candidates, you and Petruca. But
okay.
But anyway, I'm just saying, the kids down here, there's so many young people, they're willing to get out. If we would have had I don't know if you did, we're in different states, but we have got to have a voter drive and get all these people to vote.
No, I hear you, and I really appreciate your
call. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Wonderful points. This brings up two... Go ahead,
Alex, my staff is motioning me. We're going to have to catch an airplane here very soon. I can give you another 2 minutes to kind of wrap this up, but I'm going to have to go. I'm flying to Orlando, Florida tonight.
I understand you're there at the airport about to jump on the plane. Are you at the airport right now?
No, we've got about 5 miles before we get there.
Why don't you have your staff give us the cell phone number, and we'll call you right back while you're driving.
I'm on the cell phone right now. Let's just continue it now.
Yeah, I don't care if we've got some background noise and getting in taxis.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, because I want to finish up with these calls. Here's two questions. The electronic voting, it's been proven to be a fraud. 32% of the country now has it. It's a big scam. That's another big problem we face, is this electronic voting. And people will vote if they think there's real candidates with real issues. People kind of instinctively aren't voting because they know it's a fraud. Can you comment on both those statements?
Well, absolutely. I am a computer programmer from way back. I'd prefer not to say how long. But I know that if you let me program the machine, I can tell you who's going to win before they open the polls. Electronic voting without a paper ballot is absolutely, I mean, it's not a ballot. I mean, it's not a vote. Joseph Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
Absolutely. Let's, and then on the second point, the people instinctively know there's not really a choice.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give them a real option. You know, again, if you vote for the lesser of two evils and your candidate wins, you still get evil.
Let's talk to Raymond in Tennessee. Raymond, you're on the air. Go ahead.
If it's Ramon, I'm in Austin.
Okay, I apologize. Go ahead, Ramon.
No problem. I've got a question. Why can't we have the debate for all of the candidates, inviting the Skull and Bones on the Internet, and that way it can get out? And as kind of a practical joke, I know they won't show up, but you could have two or three people there stating each one of their different positions in response to the question.
Explain that a little bit clearer for me.
Okay, the Internet reaches so many places all over the world. We could have a presidential debate, invite all of the candidates, Michael Brennan, Eric, and all of the other presidential candidates.
No, I understand. Have a debate, say, in 2 weeks, and bill it as the real presidential debate. They've had third-party debates, and at those third-party debates, Michael Brennan, Eric, were the big two presidential candidates, the two cousins, were they invited?
Absolutely, and we made sure that the invitations were registered mail, so we have documented proof that they've received those invitations.
Okay,
and,
but the,
and chose
the
not
question,
to come up.
The
well,
question
we could,
is,
we could have debates on the Internet, and we are using the Internet as much as we possibly can. But, you know, there's overall just kind of just an apathy on the side of the people to not vote for the bigger two parties. And we are doing as much as we can to get information about the Libertarian Party and other third parties out. But the people have to give up this crazy idea that they can only vote for the Bush or Kerry, or they're wasting their vote.
Yeah, they do have to do that. Ramon, in Texas, anything else?
Yeah, I've never voted for only one or two candidates. I've always voted Libertarian as well as Republican as well as Democratic based on the person. The other thing that I have, Alex, is that if something goes down here in Austin, I'm going to be there with my video camera, and I suggest that every other person that listening be there with a video camera, and I'll be several blocks away, kind of hidden so that they won't be able to confiscate it. You know, basically station people all the way around.
I hear you. I got to let you go. I hear what you're saying. If the globalists carry off some type of fake terror attack or every type of event they pull, we need to be there with our video cameras documenting it. Now, Michael Bagnerick, we see this trend of confiscating journalists' video cameras. It happened to me in New York, grabbing people's cameras all over the country now. Somehow our cameras are bad, their cameras are good.
Well, that's unconscionable, and we need to start filing lawsuits against the government for violating our rights. And again, I think that we are at that point when, you know, people are starting to wake up. The violations of our rights are so terrible, so egregious, so obvious that people are starting to wake up. They are starting to take action. And I'm hoping that we can motivate people to vote for third parties and change the way they think so that we don't have to have a bloody rebellion.
Exactly. Okay, Mark in Kansas City. Mark, you're on the air. Last caller for Michael Bagnerick. Go ahead.
It's not Mark, it's Mary.
I'm having trouble with calls today.
Okay,
I'm sorry,
that's
Mary.
All right. Real quickly, I'm just looking at the Metro Voice, and it says voting with a Christian worldview. I want to know if I get on your website, Mr. Bagnerick. Will you answer any questions for me about, like, the Defense of Marriage Act, same-sex unions, gay adoptions, and also about abortion?
All of that will be on my website. All of those position papers are already there.
Okay, so you'll tell how you stand on abortion.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, thank you, Mary. I'm sorry I got the calls scrambled somehow, and I apologize. But Michael Bagnerick, I'm sad that they arrested you, but it's just par for the course to have two presidential candidates, the Green and the Libertarian, basically kidnapped for no reason and then charged with crimes for trying to serve papers on the debate commission to let you guys into the next debate. And I do support having you and others, Michael Perutka and others, in these presidential debates. We should have at least 10 people up there and have a real discussion, not a staged hoodwinking of the American people. You have the final 30 seconds.
I just want people to visit my website, call our office, help us spread the word. Get yard signs, bumper stickers, talk to your friends, your coworkers, people you've never met on the street. Talk about politics. Let them know what's happening and how you're planning to vote. We have to become active if we're going to save our constitutional republic.
All right. Thank you for coming on the broadcast. Take care.
Thanks, Alex.
There goes Michael Bagnarek, arrested at last Friday's Republican National staged event with Lord Kerry, arrested there at the Republican and Democrat national debate for the two presidential candidates, along with the Green Party candidate. We'll come back, hit a couple final news items that are very important, and wrap up this transmission of the Alex Jones Show. Then we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, on your AM and FM dial at InfoWars.com and Global Shortwave at 3210 at night and 9475 during the day.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alternative news and information, getting you to think outside the box. That's what this broadcast is all about. Scientists find way to turn off cancer. This is out of the London Guardian. Scientists in California have found a way to turn off a gene that makes cancerous cells lethal. They eliminated aggressive, incurable liver tumors in laboratory mice in 4 weeks. They report in an advanced paper in Nature Today. The problem is that they always have all these new cures and you never hear about them again. Those go to the elite, not the people. The study based on gene called MYC could lead to new ways of treating cancer. Wow. Ballots pour into Afghan counting centers, Associated Press. Folks, that's totally staged. They've said if you don't vote for Karzai, we'll burn your house down. And that's been in the news. Major assaults on hold until after U.S. vote. This is out of the L.A. Times. The Bush administration plans to delay major assaults on rebel-held cities in Iraq until after U.S. elections in November, say administration officials, mindful that large-scale military offensives could affect the U.S. presidential race. And a lot of top military people have grumbled that if they're going to win, they got to fight now, not say you're going to get a 3-4 month respite, because they've been for months not attacking while our troops get killed. Ridiculous. Although American commanders in Iraq have been buoyed by recent success in insurgent-held towns such as Samarra and Tal Afar, administration and Pentagon officials say they will not try to retake cities such as Fallujah and Ramadi, where the insurgents' grip is strongest. And also Hollywood to sue over peer-to-peer companies that most of the stuff that are being transferred is copyright-free, but they don't want any of this going on because people are transferring movies online. And so that battle's going on. They just lost a court battle last week and are hopping mad over that. The news is also reporting, the Associated Press is, crisis controls overregulation caused flu vaccine shortage. And they do this every year like it's, you know, that Christmas toy that's sold out. Everybody's got to have it. Number one, they got plenty of flu vaccine. Number two, the reason they claim they might have a shortage originally was 2 weeks ago. The maker of the flu vaccine, of half the flu vaccine for the U.S., in England, was shut down because all of their vials had live flu virus in it. Huh. So you got the flu, a large ingestion of it. So that's going on, too. British Pregnancy Advisory Service helps women get illegal abortions. The British government helps pay for the illegal third trimester abortions. Just incredible. We're out of time for this transmission, this worldwide transmission against tyranny. As I said, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on the Global Shortwave at 3210 during the day at 9475, or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or on your wonderful local AM or FM station that carries the broadcast. I want to thank them for that and thank the sponsors, the listeners, everybody. Also, I've made 11 films. My 11th film, American Dictators, is out on VHS and DVD. I also have my two 9/11 films and a bunch of other 9/11 films and books I carry by other great authors and researchers. Peruse what we have to offer in the PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com secure online shopping carts, or call toll-free to get any of my videos. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the titles. There's a bunch of other discounts, too. Just ask about them when you call. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And just call. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get The Matrix of Evil. Get American Dictators. Get 9/11, The Great Illusion, or 9/11, The Great Deception. These are all powerful materials you need to have. Or sign up to be a member of PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day with a yearly subscription, 19 cents a day for a monthly subscription, and you can watch all my videos, a bunch of other videos, weekly reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, special text reports, all my, or almost all of my radio interviews, all the good ones. PrisonPlanet.tv, 19 cents a day for a month, 15 cents a day for a year. How can you go wrong for that? A cup of coffee, 75 cents at a gas station, $1.50 at Starbucks. PrisonPlanet.tv or 1-888-253-3139. Back tonight, back tomorrow. God bless you all. Hello, folks.